Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. A reading from God's Word recorded in Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. When the Magi had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." It's usually not a good thing to be called a know-it-all. That probably means that you are a little too eager to share your wisdom. It probably means that you are coming off to others as a show-off. You might be rubbing people the wrong way. They might think you are trying to get others to notice just how smart you are. Our God is a know-it-all, and that's not being a smart aleck. He really does know it all. He created our earth and all that is in it. He knit each person together in their mother's womb. He knows everything about everyone. He is our all-knowing God. But that can be a scary thought, too. God not only sees my actions, but he knows my thoughts and attitudes, too. That means that God knows the evil thought that I had about my neighbor yesterday. That means that God saw the lustful way I looked at that woman who wasn't my wife. He heard the complaint I issued under my breath. He knows my sins, even the ones that I've kept secret from others. He even knows the sins that I don't even know. But he knows how to forgive my sins, too. He knows how to make right what I have wronged. He sent his son Jesus to be my Savior. He sent him on every step in his life for you and for me. He sent him to Bethlehem's manger, to a safe house in Egypt, to a cross outside Jerusalem for us. He walked the perfect life and died an innocent death for you and for me and for the world. And God, who knew how to keep his precious son safe from danger, knows how to keep you, his sons and daughters through faith, safe from danger too. He knows how to deliver us from evil. The proof is found in the baby that came with Mary and Joseph back from Egypt. So surely will God keep us safe as we journey through this life, until we reach our final destination, eternal life with Jesus in heaven. God, who kept Jesus safe in life, through death, to his resurrection and ascension, promises the same for us. He will keep us safe in life, through death, to our own resurrection and ascension. There, with new and glorified bodies, he will welcome us to eternal life at Jesus' side in heaven. Lord God, thank you for your wisdom and guidance in my life. Thank you for sending me your son, for keeping him safe, and for accepting his payment for my sins. Guard and guide me through this life until I rest at your side in heaven. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.